Esquire put out an article on February 12th, a few days ago, called The Life of an American Boy at 17. And they made it their front page cover story.
It's the cover story. Like that kid's on the cover of Esquire.
I guess not front page, but the cover story of their thing. And it's this kid. His name is Ryan. He's white, which people will make a lot of note of.
Mm-hmm.
He's from Wisconsin. And he's the most boring fucking person I've ever heard of in my whole goddamn life.
Very, very bland.
This article is long.
Shockingly long.
This article is like...
It's like half an hour read.
Yeah. A pretty lengthy read for an article, for an expose about someone.
10,000 words or something. I don't know how long that takes to read, but somewhere in the thousands of words.
Yeah. Big story. Mm-hmm. And it is about one of the most... limp-dicked bullshit children I've ever heard of.
Much ado about nothing.
I don't care about anything that happens in this story is just like riddled with okay, well, first I should say people got very, very mad at this.
Yeah, I'm sure if you are on the same Twitter as we are, like if you follow any of the same people,
you've heard people have
people
takes.
Talking shit about it, because that's what I first saw. It was just like a screenshot of, you know, the cover of the article and people being like, is this satire, like what is this? People getting mad. I saw a lot of people saying like it's Black History Month and they published this article about a white kid, like little like pull quotes from the article where he like says stuff like how it's better to be a moderate, or like people get mad at you if you support Trump or something.
So I think the big take that I think is valid about this article is that the magazine is dumb for writing it.
Mm-hmm.
And dumb for publishing it at all.
Yeah.
Because I think there is something to the idea that what it's trying to embody, I think the worst thing about this is the idea that you write this story about like a kid who is a, I guess, kind of a Republican kid.
Mm-hmm. Barely.
Who's a white middle class kid. As like this important thing about our country and our children.
Like it's on the same spectrum as the endless articles where it's like a Trump supporter and what they think now, like, cause that's been widely mocked.
Well, that's how, this is the thing. I agree with the take that those things are bad, that, you know, these sort of like fawning,
what do
exposés
they think now?
On Nazis.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
why did they vote for Trump? Yeah, there was that one in the Times where it was like, there's a picture of him like in his car and like shopping, and he was a fucking white nationalist.
Yeah, which we talked about in an early episode. That's bad.
Yeah.
The problem with this whole conversation is that if you took the time to read the article, which you fucking didn't, I guarantee you didn't read this, because I read all
Nobody
of it.
Nobody on Twitter.
And I was falling asleep reading it. It is the most boring piece of shit article I've ever read. It's like if Joyce Carol Oates was... 19 and decided to write a fucking novel and then stopped.
Yeah, or it's like if Hemingway was just trying to like went to a random high school and like wrote a short story about a kid's week,
this is like
had no arc or anything, was just like, I'm just gonna write what this kid does, and then had to end
this
at some
is
point.
Like if Tao Lin decided he wanted to ape Hemingway.
Oh yeah, there you go. I mean, he does ape Hemingway, but yeah, like
but worse
if Tao Lin was more boring. Because that's the thing.
Imagine Tao Lin, but more boring.
More up his own ass. More about just people doing random bullshit artistically.
Yeah. But the prose in this thing is achingly bad. It's so rough to read this.